escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 29th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, computers began talking to each other as the first link between two machines was established on the ARPANET. No amusingly captioned cat pictures were involved, since ARPANET developers thought their invention would be used primarily for academic and military collaboration. What were they thinking? In 1991, Jupiter probe Galileo plunged through the asteroid belt on its way to the giant planet, making a close pass by the asteroid 951 Gaspra. This was the first time an asteroid was visited by a spacecraft from Earth, and scientists had lined up a visit to the asteroid Ida later on in Galileo's journey. In 1998, the first American astronaut to orbit Earth went back into space aboard Space Shuttle Discovery.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, we have a go for engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery with a crew of 6 astronaut heroes and 1 American legend.
Houston Discovery, roll program.
Roger, roll, Discovery.
Mercury astronaut John Glenn, now 77 years old, became the oldest human being to go into space. The coverage of this mission included the first HD TV broadcast in the United States, though only 4 screens in the entire country could receive that broadcast. The rest of us had to make do with standard def. Writer Frederick Brown, the author of Enemy Mine, was born today in 1906. Batman theme composer Neil Hefti was born in 1922. Ralph Bakshi, director of a string of animated movies with a unique rotoscoped look, was born today in 1938. On this day in 1966, everything changed on Doctor Who, including the Doctor.
What's the matter with the Doctor?
I don't know. When the lights went out, he just seemed to
faint. Hey, come on, Doctor. Wakey, wakey. It's all over now.
What did you say, Martin? It's all over. That's what you said. Far from being all over.
What are you talking about?
I must get back to the TARDIS. Immediately.
All right, Doctor.
I must go now.
William Hartnell made his final regular appearance as the Doctor in Part 4 of The Tenth Planet, but he didn't bow out without defeating the Cyberman for the first time. In 1969, musician David Vorhaus and former members of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop turned their experience in soundtracks and sound effects toward pop music. The album An Electric Storm, credited to a mystery band called White Noise, featured virtually no traditional instruments, instead using primitive synthesizers, tape loops, and other studio gadgets. In 1980, a Japanese video game company trying to gain a foothold in America released a space shoot-'em-up called Radar Scope. But radar scope wasn't a hit. Its maker, Nintendo, had another game waiting in the wings for the American market, Donkey Kong. And that game proved to be so successful that radar scope machines sitting in Nintendo's warehouse were gutted and turned into Donkey Kong machines. In 1981, Reese Communications launched the first ever magazine devoted to the growing video game trend, electronic games. The entire field of video game journalism and much of the lingo used by game reviewers today sprang from this magazine. In 2008, David Tennant broke the hearts of fangirls everywhere, and probably more than a few fanboys, when he announced he was giving up the role of Doctor Who.
Thank you to everyone. I'm very excited, because in January I go back to Cardiff to make four new specials, which will see Doctor Who all the way through. Oh yes, oh cheer it up, which will see Doctor Who all the way through 2009. But when Doctor Who returns in 2010, it won't be with me. Now, don't make me cry. The 2009 shows will be my last playing the Doctor. I love this part, and I love this show so much. And if I don't take a deep breath and move on now, I never will, and you'll be wheeling me out of the TARDIS in my bath chair.
In 2012, 21st Century Doctor Who showrunner Russell T. Davies launched an original creation on the BBC, Wizards vs. Aliens.
Welcome to the starship Sarantulas.
What do you want?
Magic.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Payne.